Hello.
Yeah, hi. Is this Kathleen?
Yes, it's speaking.
This is Joseph. I'm calling for Joseph Gosner. We spoke yesterday. This is from the agency.
I still cannot get a hold of him. Let me give me 1 second. I'm going to try to call him again on three-way.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just starting to really start getting concerned. I just don't have a car right now. Like I said, my husband is working. Just give me 1 second.
Sure.
I'll try to add a call. Hello?
Yeah, hi. Hello? 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 Hello?
The phone now. They've been trying to get a hold of you for days, they said.
What?
The lady, hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
No, I went to see them still.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It might have been a phone number I didn't recognize.
No, you tried to call you. I tried to call you three-way a couple times yesterday too, Dad.
Really?
Yeah, and I asked her. She's on the phone right now with me. She's on the conference call because she said, listen, I need to...
Hi, how you doing?
Good, Joseph. How are you feeling today?
So-so.
So-so.
Can't complain, I guess. It don't do no good.
How's your hand feel? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. I just don't hear you so well, so I hear briefly of what you're saying. Joseph, I just wanted to follow up with you. Were you still interested in getting onto this waiver program?
Yeah, I got to do something here.
So the thing is, we need you to get an assessment scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me just see. Did you try and get that assessment scheduled yet?
No, I did not.
Here's what, can I interrupt? You said that when I asked yesterday, can I schedule it? And you said, no, you guys would have to schedule it with them. So you can't schedule it? That's why I asked you yesterday.
Well, no, I can't schedule
it. I got to do it, right?
Yeah, but the thing is, we can call into...
Mm-hmm.
Kathleen, what are you saying?
No, you said you can call in with them.
Yes. Joseph, I don't mind calling in with you now to schedule that assessment. Are you ready for that?
I guess, yeah, because I'm getting ready to leave for the doctor, so, yeah.
This is going to take, around 20 minutes, okay?
That's
going to be okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bear with me while I get us connected. You have to request an assessment when they ask you why you're calling, okay?
Okay.
All right. Getting you through to them now.
The Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español, oprima 2. For all other languages, press 1. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are calling from a provider's office, agency, or a nursing facility, please press 2. If you are calling about the LIFE program, please press 3. If you are calling for beneficiary support services, please press 4.
Don't press it again.
If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are calling from a provider's office, agency, or a nursing facility, please press 2. If you need...
No. What are you thinking?
If you are calling to start a new application,
don't press anything. Don't press nothing.
Okay.
Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
I'm surprised they're doing it this way. You're lucky. I'm going to talk to you when I get off the phone.
My name is Daylin. Are you calling for the first time or to check the status of an existing case?
Hi, this is his daughter actually calling. He's also on the phone too for my father. He needs to call to get an assessment scheduled for the waiver program. He was already currently on it, but his Medicaid was he didn't put his renewal form in and his Medicaid was taken off. So it's been a while to get him back on track again. So now he's trying to get back on the waiver program again. But he needs to schedule the assessment. But he's on the phone too. It's on a conference call. Dad?
The applicant's name?
Joseph Gosnell.
What is the last name?
Gosnell. Gosnell.
Are you saying G as in girl or D as in dog?
No, G as in girl.
Date of birth?
9/16/54.
And can you verify your home address?
Yeah, 1634 Hawk Street. H-A-A-1634
Hawk Street. Redden, PA 19602.
And the caller, can I have your name?
Kathleen with a K, last name, same as his last name. Gosnell, G is a girl, O-S-N-E-L-L.
All righty, and keep in mind that we will not speak to anyone about the application without your written or verbal permission. So you would have to start over if that's what you're calling to do, correct?
Yes.
All right. And a good phone number for the applicant.
Dad, you want to give me your number?
Yeah, 484. 335-5579.
Is that a home phone or a cell phone?
That's a cell phone.
And you said 484-335-5579?
Yes.
And would you like to sign up for text message alerts?
You may as well, Dad, just in case you miss a call.
Yes.
Okay, so by you providing your cell phone number, you are agreeing to receiving text messages. The information will not be used to sell products or provided to any unauthorized third party. And to stop receiving text messages from the PAIEB, reply stop. You understand that you could receive messages at different times and that message and data rates may apply.
Yes.
Is your doctor still Tatiana Ehrlich?
Who? What?
I even recognize the name. What did you say, man? Tatiana.
Tatiana Ehrlich.
Hello?
At Tower Health Medical Group.
That you could be a doctor?
My doctor, Robin Szczepinski.
That's what I thought, too. It's Robin Szczepinski.
Yeah, my doctor.
Yeah, it's never been he's never had a Tatiana as a doctor. That's weird. That's odd.
What's that doctor's name? It's French.
That's nothing to do with anything. That was that.
That's a guy.
No, that's a different doctor.
Do you have a different provider's name then?
Yeah, he just told you. What's his dad?
What?
What is it?
Robin Szczesinski.
Robin Szczesinski is who we did have, and we changed it to Tatiana. So you're saying you want to change back to Robin? Is Robin an MD, DO, or OS?
He's an MDD. Why would you change it, Dad?
I never changed it. I've always had Robin. I would never change it.
That's weird. He's never changed that doctor. Ever. Strange. Very strange.
Because, as a matter of fact, Tatiana is the one that signed the form. We sent the form to Tatiana the last time the applicant was on a program, and that's who signed it.
You mean the Tatiana from True Home Care?
Whatever name I mentioned that we have listed as the provider, Tatiana Ehrlich or Eric, I'm not sure how to pronounce the last name.
Tatiana,
that is who we have listed
as the doctor.
Tatiana
is not a doctor. Yeah, she's not a doctor. She was a coordinator for the agency. Definitely not
maybe
a doctor.
It's a different person because the one we have signed it as an MD. So you're saying you want to change back to Robin Szczesinski. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Dad, that's who signed your form before.
That's not who signed
who?
The form.
Who?
Okay. Okay.
Tatiana Ehrlich signed the form.
Okay.
All right, and I just looked up Robin Szczesinski, and she's not a doctor. She's a CRNP, so that's probably the reason why she didn't sign the form, and that's probably the reason why we sent the form to Dr. Ehrlich.
Oh. No, told me that, dude.
Robin's not a doctor.
Wow. Okay, I'm sorry. We're a little confused, but okay, we apologize.
All right.
That's weird.
So, the Home and Community-Based Waiver Program offers two models of program for providing long-term and support services based on the assessed needs. The Office of Long-Term Living, excuse me. The Home and Community-Based Waiver Program is the name of the program. It is for applicants that are elderly adults. They have a physical disability or a traumatic brain injury, and they wish to receive support services in their home and or community, opposed to a nursing facility or any other facility. Some of the services that you can receive assistance with are bathing and dressing, meal preparation, light housekeeping, the installation of an emergency alert system, as well as home modification. You must be eligible financially and meet all program guidelines. And then there's also the LIFE program, and that is a managed care benefit featuring a comprehensive medical and social service delivery system. They use a team approach in a day health center, supplemented by in-home referrals and services based on your needs. Whichever program you choose, the process can take up to 90 days. You're going to be scheduled for your first home assessment.
What I gotta do? I have to get the assessment.
Were you saying something?
Oh no! Yeah, I was gonna ask him when he wanted to do it, but he just asked me for it.
Okay. So the first initial assessment that we schedule, with an enrollment case manager, will happen in person. At the assessment, they'll be reviewing the medical history, completing a financial application for Medicaid, and choosing the managed care organization. And whomever is chosen as a managed care organization is going to be responsible for the long-term support and services, and they'd also be like a caseworker for the applicant. The managed care organization also partners with the service coordination agency, who is responsible for the applicant's daily services that the managed care approves, and the managed care would be in charge of the amount of hours received. We're going to be sending a physician certification form to the doctor. It has to be signed by an MD, DO, or OS, and the doctor can sign the form electronically on our website, and that's PAIEB.com. And the applicant is going to walk. PAIEB.
Okay.
The applicant's going to also receive an assessment from the local aging office. It's called the functional eligibility determination. Once we receive both of those, then the application gets reviewed for medical eligibility. And if the applicant is found medically eligible, then the application is going to be sent to the county assistance office, and the applicant is going to be required to provide additional documents to them. If the applicant is found medically ineligible for whatever reason, he will receive notification in the mail with the rights to appeal. And the applicant can also reach out to their local aging office for any services that they can offer them. And if the applicant needs assistance throughout the enrollment process with any additional resources, you can always reach out to PA Link, and their phone number is 1-800-753-8827.
Okay.
All right. Now, the initial appointment, as I mentioned, is in person. So the enrollment case manager is going to be out within 7 days for the verification. The address is 1534 Hawk Street, Reading, PA 19602.
Yes, ma'am.
And phone number 484-335-5579.
Yes, ma'am.
Will an interpreter be needed?
No, ma'am.
No.
All right, so the next available appointment showing is for Wednesday, December the 17th, between 9 and 11. Does that work?
Does that work for you, Dad?
17th? When?
Between 9 and 11.
Huh?
The 17th between 9 and 11.
Is that okay, bud?
Next Wednesday.
Yeah, okay. That sounds good.
All right. All right, so I'll go ahead and schedule the assessment then. The enrollment case manager that's showing, her name is Doris Lopez.
Okay. All right.
Okay, sounds good. And thank you so much for calling us. We appreciate you doing a three-way.
Okay.
Oh, that was somebody called you on a three-way? Okay.
no
problem.
I'm on three-way with my dad. Because
Alrighty. All right. Well, keep in mind that the appointment is a window of time, so the enrollment case manager, going to show between those hours, and the applicant's going to receive a reminder automated call. The assessment can take about an hour and a half long. The applicant will need two forms of ID and proof of income.
Okay, you have that guy, right? Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, my income is welfare.
Well, yeah, your income is that and, like, your Social Security, right? But she just basically, they need just to prove that. It's just a bank statement, probably.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Do you have any questions?
The same thing that happened this time.
Yeah.
Same process.
And that's Wednesday, huh?
Correct.
The 17th? Does it mean, yes.
Alrighty.
Next one.
Do you have any further questions or concerns?
Nope. Sounds good.
No problem. Would you be interested in the survey today? Excuse me.
Yep. No problem at all.
All right. Well, I'll transfer you now. Thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. Have a good day.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
No problem. Okay. Bye-bye.
What is the name of the program that you are currently enrolled in?